Good morning, everybody. Hope you guys are having a great day. It's your girl Renee here. Yes, your girl Renee back in full effect, back on schedule like I'm supposed to be. There was a lot of shit going on over the last couple of weeks and I was not able to produce any content. So luckily, all this family emergency things have been settled and now I'm back to be able to give you guys some great content. Let me just say that, you know, social media has definitely been one of those places just been really all over the place for the last few weeks. Okay. There's been tons of things coming out, tons of scandals being exposed. As you guys know, I'm here today to report on this whole thing with Beyonce and Jay-Z because it's all over the internet. You can't avoid it, okay? We've all seen the clips and we've all seen, you know, videos where they were talking about the situation with Beyonce and Jay-Z. And so this is the long form content. If you're here for the podcast, welcome. Let's talk about it because truly it's something that needs to be talked about, okay? Because first of all, we have another classic case of Queen B being exposed. Remember, I gave you guys a video that I did, and it was about Jaguar Wright. Jaguar Wright and Tokyo Toni were going on social media, and they was basically blasting Jay-Z and Beyonce. They wanted to fill you guys in on some of the Hollyweird shit. I said Hollyweird. Hollyweird shit that's been going on those streets. And so we find out from Unk that, I guess this guy, he goes by Uncle Ron. And he was a bodyguard for Beyonce and Jay-Z back in the past, right? And so now he's coming out and he's stating his claim that, look, you guys know exactly what you fucking did. You know why you did it to stay on top. And yes, I do know that Beyonce has been doped up, quote. That's a quote from him, not from me. But we know that you kept Beyonce doped up on drugs, okay? This is what's been out here in these streets. And not only have we heard him say it, but we've heard Jaguar Wright say it. We heard Tokyo Toni say it. We've been hearing this in the streets for quite some time, people. So now, you know, all this talk about Beyonce this year in 2023 is really starting to scare the fuck out of me. I don't know about you guys, but it's scaring me because, you know, this is Queen Bey. We don't really hear a lot of shit like this about her. But however, a lot of you guys were saying, see, I told you fucking Renee. I told you it was something weird about this bitch. Yes, you guys did. A lot of you guys commented. But I also told you that I felt that there was a weird dynamic with Jay-Z and Beyonce. However, I did not think that it was going to be something like this. I did mention to you guys a couple of times, I thought that maybe they were dabbling in some things, you know, trying to make things a little bit better for the situation. And, you know, it's kind of crazy because a lot of people's names are being brought into the situation. Right? A lot of people names are being brought into the situation. Carrie Hilson is also being brought into the situation and saying the reason why her career never went anywhere because basically Beyonce and Jay-Z had full control over that shit. This is what's out here in the streets. Allegedly. This is what I'm hearing. I'm not saying that this is facts, but this is what I'm hearing on these streets. Okay? I'm hearing that's why her career ended. People said that, oh, it was because, you know, the audience didn't take good to her and they were just, you know, all over the place. And you know what? That's why her career never went anywhere. But let's be clear. It's a possibility that Beyonce and Jay-Z could have had something to do with ruining this woman's career. Now, this is not good at all. I think it's very disappointing. And I'm going to actually have a panel on tonight. So if you guys are going to be tuned into this panel, feel free to join me tonight. Thursday night, I'm sorry, at 12 noon. We're going to be actually recording this show about Beyonce and Jay-Z scandal going on here. It's not necessarily a scandal, but it is a lot of just being exposed. I don't really know what's going to happen. But then there were rumors that went around saying that Uncle Ron was actually being beat up and in the hospital. I'm like, where are they getting this stuff from? You know, I talked to my girlfriend yesterday a little bit briefly about what was going on. And she was like, girl, I know you've been busy. I know you and your boo have been, you know, doing things, but girl, you need to catch up with me and what's going on with this stuff because I'm reading the articles and there's a lot of stuff. I saw TikTok, I saw YouTube, and they're saying that Beyonce and you know, she brought this to my attention because I was like, what the fuck? How did I miss this? You know, me and babe was just chilling at home and then my girlfriend calls and she's like, girl, this is happening. So, you know, I think it's very strange that now all of this stuff is coming out. But at the end of the day, I'm not surprised. This is not something that I'm like, ah, oh, I didn't know this was happening. I kind of figured as much that this was something that was probably going on. I'm not blind to a lot of shit that we hear in the media. However, this is not the only thing that they have said has been going on in the media. There's been a lot of people trying to expose dark things in the media. There's been a lot of people trying to expose dark magic. There's been a lot of people trying to expose rituals that's been done in the music industry, not only in the music industry, but also the influencers are even getting on board with doing dark shit in the media so that you guys can be a part of that. So that's why I always tell you guys, be very careful about what you open up into your homes. I'm a very spiritual person. I believe in Jesus. I tell you this, guys, all the time. And so there are some things that I just don't listen to. I'm not a fan of today's music. I don't play it. I just feel like it has a lot of things to it that can really cause you to open up your door to a lot of things inside that you don't want to be a part of. And this is not just coming now. And people always think, well, that's a little fucking crazy for you to say that. But no, it's not necessarily crazy. It's truth. And here's something for you guys to think about today, because I wanted to get on this morning for the morning take to let you guys know exactly how I was feeling about this. Okay. But here's something for you to think about, right? You guys listen to tons of music every day. I don't know who your artist may be, but definitely in hip-hop music, we've seen hip-hop music surpass a lot of other genres of music for quite some time. Country music has always been probably the number one genre of music that really made an impact, you know, up until around this generation, okay? Now you have hip-hop as being one of the most popular genres, and people take to it. They love it. But we see that the lyrics and the type of music that we listen to, it keeps going and going, and it gets bad. You know, it starts to get worse and worse when it comes to the lyrics and what it promotes. And this is what I'm saying. We have a generation that are growing up on this type of music. We're allowing our kids to listen to this type of music. I'm not saying it's wrong for you to listen to your genre of music. However, you do have to actually be very careful about what you let your kids listen to, because this music carries something. Okay. I've been saying this for a long damn time, but this whole thing with Beyonce and Jay-Z, a lot of people are really into it because, I mean, people are interested. You know, people are naturally going to talk about it because it's a major topic. Tons of blogs, tons of people on YouTube. Everybody's talking about this situation because it's Jay-Z and Beyonce. We've always been trying to find out what is actually going on with Beyonce and Jay-Z, because they're just this type of couple where you want to know what type of weird shit they got going on. Beyonce actually kind of made people start talking. I'm not saying that any of this stuff is true that they're implicating, but a lot of the reasons why a lot of people started talking about Beyonce was because of her album she did, the Lemonade album. If you guys remember, there was so much talks around that album and what she was doing and what she was promoting, and it stirred up a lot of energy for a lot of people, and they were just saying, you know what, I don't really think that this is wholesome content. Beyonce has even had preachers in the pulpit talking about the shit that she does. If Beyonce has that fucking effect on people, then why isn't that we can't just say, okay, maybe it might be something? Why do we turn our head and we don't necessarily want to believe that there is possibly something wrong with the music and how it's being done? You guys know this. Beyonce has put out many albums, right? And we're going really deeper into this conversation today because I think I want you guys to just kind of get a better look at what I'm saying. Beyonce has put out many albums, some of them great, some of them not. A lot of her fans even said that they didn't feel like some of her albums were great. Even the album that she just did previously, it wasn't good. The album she just put out this year, it was trash to me. It promoted a lot of satanic things. If you want to look into the visuals a little bit deeper, there's a lot of things about it that didn't seem right. Okay. But still, no matter what, Beyonce is going to get the clout. She's going to get the notarization because she's Jay-Z's wife and she's Beyonce by herself. She's actually earned her way to the top. If you could say that, okay, how she did it was wrong, but she did it. And one thing that I spoke with Corey about yesterday, when one of her messages to me was that she felt that people were being delusional and that no one can really sit here and say how she got to the top is wrong. But I disagree with that, Corey. And let me say this and tell you why I disagree with that. I disagree because it does matter how you get to the top. And if you're doing it in a wrong way and you're hurting other people to get to the top, that's a wrong way to do it. You have to be, I feel like if you're doing everything fair and honest, then that's good. But if you're not, then we got to call you out for whatever it fucking looks like. Okay. Now, we know that Beyonce doesn't say much. She doesn't do a lot of interviews. She only goes where she feels she's comfortable, but she's never like one of those people that goes out and she's up close and personal with you. And I think that if Beyonce was to do that more, that a lot of people would be more open to, you know, not go so quickly to believe these rumors. But a lot of reasons why a lot of people believe the shit that comes out about Jay-Z and Beyonce is because they don't really do a lot of press and they don't really know her as a person. I feel like Beyonce has to do more than do documentaries. You have to do more than do these little movies to show inside of your life. You have to do more than these little clips on Instagram. People want to get more up close and personal with who you are. And the reason why people are so wishy-washy when it comes to believing certain things is because they don't really know who Beyonce is. But I will say that this has definitely created a catastrophe on the internet. Everybody's trying to find out what is really going on. And I'm one of them because it does seem very fucking strange to me. Very strange. This man is not going to sit here and just claim some things and it not be what it is. Whatever he's saying, it has to be some type of truth to it for him to want to go out here and actually speak about big people who could probably sue his ass to kingdom come. And, you know, I just don't believe anybody in their right mind would just want to get on TikTok and just start sharing all the details and not have any truth to what he's sharing. Whether he's doing it maliciously or not, he's sharing it because he has some type of facts to it. Let's not be stupid. Okay? Let's not be stupid about this. He's sharing it because he actually has some truth to what's going on. If he worked for them at some point in time, then no one can't possibly say that this man doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. And everything doesn't have to be for clout. Yes, people get down on their luck. And yes, people, you know, may get to the point where they want to get desperate to do anything for a bag. But in this particular case, I don't necessarily feel that this is what this person is doing. I don't believe that. I know it might be hard for people to say, well, Renee, why don't you? I just don't. I don't believe that this is the extent he would go to expose someone and put his life on the line and possibly face lawsuits. If, you know, I just don't think someone would do that and come out and start telling people's business for this reason, knowing that all the things that could possibly happen to him, and he could be in worse situations than he in right now. Everything doesn't always have to be for clout. But clearly something is wrong for this man to come out and start speaking about the situation. Okay. Now this whole jibber jab about this man being in the hospital, for exposing, Beyonce. I've been looking up articles all day long and I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't see anything that, implicates that. I don't know, but we all know that there are some things going on in the industry. Jaguar, right? A lot of people said Jaguar was crazy. She didn't know what she was talking about. However, Jaguar does need mental health. We all can agree. But just because she needs mental health does not mean that she's actually wrong about what she was saying all this time. Doesn't mean that she doesn't know about the things that goes on in the business. Yeah, Jaguar is what she is. But like I said, even Kanye got the crazy card. But my question to you guys is it that... are we calling these people crazy because we don't want to believe what they're saying? It's just my opinion. Are we doing that? Are we calling people crazy because we don't like what they're saying? And I feel like if you're doing that, you it's wrong. You shouldn't just call people crazy because they're saying something that isn't in agreement with you. We're going to have a lot of people who may not be wrapped too tight, but it doesn't mean they don't have knowledge about how things work. Kanye, for example. Yes, I feel like Kanye does need medication. However, I do believe a lot of shit that he says. I do believe when he starts exposing the industry that he's 100% right about what's going on in the industry. He himself stood up to Jay-Z and Beyonce. And now this man has been trying to be ruined from day one. So people are still coming at him from all different directions. But there's a lot of people who actually believe in Kanye. And they believe in what he's saying. Even though Kanye does have a lot of hypocritical ways about him, I will be the first to say it's a lot of hypocritical shit. We've seen it because Kanye was just in Balenciaga the other day with his new wife, Censori, shopping when you called Kim the fucking devil for doing the same shit. When you know they were exposing kids in ads and they had to fucking apologize for it, but you're there with your wife sitting there shopping. It's ridiculous to me. Very ridiculous to me. And now we have this man coming out saying this, and now we want to label his ass crazy. Everybody's not fucking crazy. Let me correct that. We do have some crazy points about us. We do have some crazy shit about us. A lot of people say everybody's got a little fucking crazy to them. But it just because we have a little bit of fucking crazy to us all, I think the world fucked us up. That's why we're the way we are anyway. I think that's why we're at the position that we're in, because the world is so fucked up. That's why we're fucked up people, because the world is so fucked up. If we didn't have a fucked up world, we wouldn't be like how we are. Excuse my French, but I'm very passionate about what I'm talking about. But clearly this man is not lying about what's going on. Clearly this man knows something that we don't fucking know. Clearly this man is telling something that he has experienced and he has seen. Because I can't possibly get up and imagine that he would want to get up here and share some fucking information that isn't true just to make people get all in their feelings and to get some clout when he knows you could face millions, billions of dollars of lawsuits for ruining someone's fucking reputation. Not only one celebrity, but two mega celebrity stars. When the whole thing came out about Pimp C and this whole sex tape with Beyonce, everybody got in a fucking uproar. Oh, we just don't believe it. Oh, that can't be true. Why not? Why can't it be true? Beyonce is not exempt from being a bitch who has a terrible ass background. She is not exempt. Just like all these other celebrities, like you and I have things in our fucking closets, some worse than others, does not mean that this bitch is not exempt. So we got to start using our brains and thinking here. Not everybody is trying to get clout. Not everybody is trying to get notarization. Not everybody is always trying to catch a bag doing dirty deeds. Maybe you got people out there who are trying to warn you. Maybe God himself has somebody out here trying to warn you about what is going on. Because he's trying to prepare you for something that you don't even know that you're walking into. He's trying to show you that a lot of this shit that the industry has going on that you're a part of, that you don't even know you're fucking a part of, is going to kill you if you don't stop. So we have to really pay attention to what is going on. Let's not turn a blind eye to what we're hearing, but let's just kind of take whatever we want to take for what it is and then let the rest just fly if you don't even jive with it. But there is absolutely, positively something weird about this whole thing that's going on, because Beyonce's name has been brung up a lot. It's being tossed in the air, drugged through the mud. It has been really big news for us lately. And I can't seem to understand why so many people are caught up in wanting to discuss Beyonce. And let me just say this. I don't know why people would want to discuss these types of things knowing the type of trouble they could possibly be in. We really got to start using our brains, people. There is something absolutely, positively wrong with this picture. Is it a lie? I don't know. Is it truth? I don't know. We have a lot of celebrities who have said this. And a lot of them don't speak on it, but they do know because they've been in the industry. They've been in this type of environment where they see a lot of things going on. And a lot of them won't share because they're scared about losing their fucking job. They're scared about being a D-list singer. They care about their career so much that they will overlook and see that the world is being fooled into this delusion and they are worshiping devils. You guys will continue to ignore what is going on. Excuse me. You guys will continue to ignore what's going on because you don't want to believe that it's a possibility that someone you favor so much could be so fucking wrong. And that's a problem. Because you shouldn't love any fucking body that much. Okay? I'm just saying it. You shouldn't love anyone that fucking much but God. But you guys keep putting these celebrities on the pedestal. You keep wanting to worship these celebrities. And you know what? Unfortunately, you're heading down the wrong path. So I'm going to leave it there. We got a lot more talking news coming up. I'm your girl, Renee. See you guys later.